This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She's ready for fall weather, but she's also ready to fall into victory on the game known as Are You Smarter Than Katie? And by the way, weather's going to be pretty nice today, and it's going to be our last warm day, hopefully, for the rest of the year.
God, I hope so.
Yeah. We're playing with caller 17. Who is you, Becky? Good morning.
Good morning.
All righty. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Jackpot's up to $60. It's all brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. Katie has already left the studio. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am ready.
All right, here we go. Question one. Today is Columbus Day, or also known as Indigenous Peoples Day. And it is one of the more controversial holidays in the year. New data shows that more people are starting to consider Christopher Columbus a villain in history, yet also recognize that the country wouldn't exist without him. Columbus sailed with three ships. Name two of them.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on a second. I'm thinking.
3 seconds. Three, two.
The Santa Maria.
Gotta move on. Question two. FEMA has been busting their ass trying to get relief and help to hurricane victims, but they've had to stop doing it in some counties, not because of money, but because they're being threatened by armed people who listen to certain lawmakers who have said that FEMA is a political enemy. Wow, what a time to be alive. What do the first two letters of FEMA stand for?
I don't know.
All righty, question three. Country music star Brantley Gilbert had to stop his concert in Mississippi in the middle of the show because his pregnant wife was going into labor backstage, and he did help deliver his baby safely on the tour bus. Crazy. What is the capital of Mississippi?
I don't know any of these questions.
That's all right. Question four. Joker 2 was knocked out of the number one spot at the box office, and it fell massively. The new number one movie is also a movie about an evil clown, and it's the ultra-gory horror movie Terrifier 3. Who is the killer in the Terrifier movies?
I love the Terrifier movie. I want to say Jack the Clown. I don't know.
Okay. And question five. Donald Trump held a rally at Coachella over the weekend, and due to the location, he had to bus his rally goers in from a parking lot that was 5 miles away. But he didn't secure buses to take them back. His fans were pissed, but not at him, and instead blamed local authorities. If it takes 16 minutes to walk 1 mile, how long did it take to walk 5?
80.
All righty. Please bring Katie back in here. And Becky, Where are you right now? Where are you going to work? Are you at work?
I'm at work.
You're at work. Where do you work?
I work for the state.
Do you know Katie's husband, Mike?
I do not know Katie's husband, Mike.
Okay. Where? What department? Yeah.
For CDCR.
What is CDCR?
Gavin, you do this every time.
Okay. Huh?
Work for a prison.
Corrections.
I do this every time.
You don't know. All of the state agencies have such weird names. And so they'll be like, I work for the Department of Aging.
I know. I want to know what they are. I want to know what that is. Wow, that's crazy. All right.
I give you a hard time because you always ask as if you're going to understand.
Well, maybe, but I want it. It's interesting. But somebody says I work for education. I know what that means. That's school. That's school. All right, Becky, I'm going to put you on hold. Here we go, Katie. You ready?
Yeah.
Today's Columbus Day.
Right.
It's also known as Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah.
And it's controversial.
Yep.
New data shows that more people consider Columbus to be a villain in history than ever before, yet they do recognize that the country wouldn't exist without him.
Yeah.
All right. Columbus sailed with three ships.
He did.
Name two of them.
He sailed the Ocean Blue, by the way, on the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
And the Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria. Yeah, there was a song. I don't remember the song, though. Do you remember the song?
1742, the sailed the Ocean Blue. Something. Yeah.
It's better when Post Malone does it. Question two. FEMA has been busting their asses trying to get relief and help to hurricane victims, but they have stopped doing it in some counties. Did you see the story?
No.
It's not because FEMA has run out of money. It's because FEMA people are being threatened by armed people who listen to lawmakers who have told them FEMA is a political enemy.
Okay.
So they are not going back to those counties because they have to protect themselves. Crazy. What do the first two letters of FEMA stand for?
Ooh, Federal Emergency.
That is correct.
I couldn't. Medical.
Management.
Management. Okay.
Agency. Question three. Country music star Brantley Gilbert. I've never heard of him. Have you?
No, but what a country name. Brantley.
I know. He had to stop his concert in Mississippi in the middle of the show because his pregnant wife went into labor backstage.
Oh, my God.
And the baby was safely delivered on the tour bus.
No.
Great. What a story, huh? What is the capital of Mississippi?
Mississippi Jackson.
There it is. Otherwise known as Jackson, Mississippi.
Talk about a woman that deserves a push present because this is getting him some great PR.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about him today.
Right.
Yeah. Question four, Joker 2 knocked out of the number one spot at the box office and it fell massively. It's slated to lose so much money. It's ridiculous. The new number one movie is also about an evil clown and it was Terrifier 3, the ultra gory horror movie. I saw it over the week and I'm going to do a review for it today.
Okay.
I loved it. It's the best one of the Terrifier series, but just know that bar is very low.
Okay.
Who is the killer in the Terrifier movies?
CJ.
Mm-hmm. Art the Clown.
Oh.
You were so close.
Yeah.
Art the Clown.
Yeah.
Question five. Donald Trump held a rally at Coachella over the weekend. And due to the location of the rally, he had to bus his rally goers in from a parking lot 5 miles away.
Yeah.
But he did not secure buses to take them back. So they were understandably pissed and venting their frustrations on social media.
Right.
But they weren't blaming him. They were blaming local authorities.
Why would the local authorities be in charge of that?
You'll have to ask them that question. If it takes 16 minutes to walk 1 mile.
Okay.
How long did it take them to walk 5 miles?
Okay. 5, 10, 20.
Election's 30, almost 30, over, guys.
5. 80 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at you.
Wow.
Something is happening. You're getting better. And if you're getting better because of this, then I want full credit for being your math teacher.
You get no credit.
I feel like I should get some.
You get zero credit. If anything, you've done me harm.
Final score, Becky, you got one. Katie got four.
Oh, did I get four?
Yeah. Katie wins.
CJ was the only one I got wrong.
CJ the clown was not one of the right answers.
Okay.
We're going to $20 the jackpot tomorrow. Becky, tell us what we have to hear.
I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today. Not today. But okay. Thank you so much. Go ahead. What?
Have a great day.
Thank you, Becky. We love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.